Next section, redundancy payments. Employees who are made redundant with 2 or more years continuous service have the right to receive a statutory redundancy payment. The definition of redundancy in Section 139 of the Employment Rights Act 1996 is as follows. An employee who is dismissed shall be taken to be dismissed by reason of redundancy if the dismissal is attributable wholly or mainly to the fact that his employer has ceased or intends to cease to carry on the business for the purposes of which the employee was employed by him, or has ceased or intends to cease to carry on that business in the place where the employee was employed, or the fact that the requirements of that business for employees to carry out work of a particular kind, or for employees to carry out work of a particular kind in the place where he was so employed, have ceased or diminished, or are expected to cease or diminish. Now, I appreciate that's a bit of a mouthful, and you might need to go back and listen to it again. But what we're talking about is, has the job gone? Has that employee's job gone? If that is the case, they've been made redundant. That definition should be applied whether the redundancy payments are statutory or non-statutory. Employees made redundant with 2 or more years continuous service have the right, therefore, to receive a statutory redundancy payment. The payment due under the statutory redundancy payment scheme is based on the employee's age at the date of redundancy, their continuous service, and here we can only count full years of service, and it is subject to a minimum of 2 years and a maximum of 20 years service. The weekly gross pay on which the statutory entitlement is based is an upper limit that is currently £380 and is normally increased every February, although the last government brought forward the increase to 1st of October 2009 and there was no increase for February 2010. You can use the statutory redundancy payment calculator on the government's Business Link site, but it is based on the number of years service and the rate of pay, and as I've said, it is subject to a maximum. For each complete year of service up to a maximum of 20 years, the employee is entitled to a half week's pay for each full year of service where their age is less than 22. Then they get 1 week's pay for each full year of service where their age is 22 or above, but less than age 41. And they get 1.5 weeks pay for each full year of service where their age is 41 or above. The maximum gross weekly pay is capped at £380, so an employee who only earns £250 a week will get the relevant number of weeks multiplied by £250, not £380. An employee earning, say, £500 a week will be limited to the amount of £380 per week times the number of weeks. Well, in preparing this podcast, I used the calculator on the Business Link site. Taken as an example, someone age 59 with a maximum of 20 years service and earnings of £248 per week. The amount of statutory redundancy calculated was £7,292, made up of 27 weeks at £248 for the years between age 41 and 59, and then 2 weeks pay at £248 for the 2 years before the age of 41. Someone on £500 per week would have received 29 weeks at the maximum of £380, given a total of £11,020. The maximum statutory redundancy pay that anyone could receive in any circumstances would be £11,400, based on the maximum 20 years of service over the age of 41, given 20 years multiplied by 1.5 weeks at £380. That, of course, would be within the Section 401 exemption provisions, but it would be well below the exemption limit of £30,000. Now, what that tells us is that statutory redundancy pay will always be exempt from income tax, and of course it will never be earnings for Class 1 NIC purposes. Some employers do make enhanced redundancy payments, which I will refer to as non-statutory redundancy payments. Providing they are what they say they are, then they should come within the exemption provisions of Section 401. They will be exempt, but now they are subject to the £30,000 income tax exemption limit. And all exempt payments, including statutory redundancy payments, have to be counted for that purpose. I must add a word of caution here. Be careful that non-statutory or enhanced redundancy payments are what they are described as, and do not constitute a payment for services past, present, or future. A payment made as a reward for continuing to work through a notice period will be taxable. But a payment of enhanced redundancy pay that is subject to being in post on a future date should be within the exemption provisions. I recommend you look at the two examples in HMRC's Employment Income Manual at EIM 13990. That may prove quite useful at some time in the future.